Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my friend, your friend, the world's friend, Frank.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Ooh, how are you today?
I'm great, but you know that because you're my friend and I'm the world's friend, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You already know what I'm doing.
God, why are you just my friend?
You don't like sharing me, do you?
No, I don't.
No.
No.
Well, I'm glad that we're here.
Me too.
Drinking beer.
Yes.
And
we're drinking
out.
The same beer.
We are.
Yeah.
We have a habit of doing that.
It's because we go to someone's house and we're like, what do you have? I have this one beer. Sweet.
Oh,
I'll have that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, today we are checking out Otter Creek Brewing Company and their Fresh Slice White IPA, which is a very tasty IPA.
It's good. I like it.
It's got a little bit of citrusy.
Not a big IPA guy, but I like this one. I like white IPA.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too hoppy.
Right.
I like the citrus. I love the label.
Yeah.
Super cool. The hippie and the Volkswagen van.
Yep.
It's not a Volkswagen van.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because copyright. But yeah, it is a citrusy, you got a little bit of a coriander and clementine going on there with this white IPA. Really good. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a nice summery. Even though it's an IPA, it is pretty light and refreshing.
Yeah.
You know, quite cool and refreshing.
Right.
Yes.
Well, okay. So, you said summer. So.
I love summer.
Summer is leaving us.
What? No. Summer is forever.
You can think that, but when January and the snow hits.
But no, that's not. Nope. Your Farmer's Almanac definitely didn't say that we're getting another terrible winter this year, so I don't know what you're talking about.
It's definitely going to be 80 every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
We're definitely not going to be podcasting over Skype again like we did this whole winter.
God, this was terrible.
Awful.
Screw it. I'm going to drive up in the snow.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
You can spend the night here when you realize what a terrible idea that was. And
yeah,
you're not
and then I have to get up at 4 to make it to work on time. No, not about that life.
Oy.
So, but anyway... Summer's winding down.
Yes.
Sweatshirt weather is almost upon us.
Ugh.
And with that comes school supplies.
What?
Yes.
School supplies?
School supplies.
What?
So do you remember what it was like getting ready for school when you were a kid?
I do. I mean, I remember like summers.
Not like getting ready for school.
I put my shoes on.
Right. Yeah.
And I would. Then I'd take a shower after that with my shoes on.
With your shoes on.
And it was cool.
Yeah. You're a cool kid.
I remember. I had so many friends.
I shower with my shoes on.
So many friends.
The rest
friends.
Of the day, you were all day.
Yeah, shower shoes. I do. Well, I mean, do you remember in the summers? Like, do you remember how you would spend your summers when you were in like middle school and elementary school?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely.
What did you do mostly? Go to camp or something?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, I did a camp. I did math camp.
You went to math camp.
That was super cool. now
you don't really like math that much, do you?
No, I'm bad at it. That's why I went to math camp.
So was this camp or was this summer school?
It's not summer school.
Okay.
I will explain. Here's my explanation.
Remedial math camp.
My third grade teacher,
yes,
who then became my fifth grade teacher.
Okay.
Because I stayed back 2 years. No, I'm just no, I'm just kidding. No, she switched to fifth grade.
Okay.
So, because she loved me so much, she just couldn't bear not teaching me another year.
I'm sure.
So, she used to run this thing called math camp at her house over the summer.
Okay.
And it was like from 8 to 12 or 9 to 12 or something like that. It was in the,
grades
in the
or ages?
Town. Time.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, got it.
Numbers are a little arbitrary. Sorry.
Well, I mean, you went to math camp. I didn't. So, I don't understand these number things.
I want to say it was maybe like third grade to eighth grade, okay. like something like that. Because I did it all the way up, I remember. And all my siblings did it. We all went because we were all bad at math.
Because you were all super cool.
Right. Right. We were super cool.
Got it.
And it wasn't... It wasn't summer school. Like, we weren't forced to go.
Right.
I think my parents maybe forced us to go.
Okay.
But the school certainly wasn't.
Okay,
it was like this extra thing that she would run out of her house, and it was just to reinforce the skills you had learned over the year, prepare you for the next year, blah, 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 just to keep the skill up. And because you weren't going to – I wasn't going to use math all summer.
Right. So just keep yourself brushed up.
I would just
– Sure.
You'd lose it.
Sure.
And
yeah.
So it was a lot of fun, though, like, because it's not like class math where you're like learning these equations and then remember – like it
wasn't
like,
classy.
It wasn't classy. Mm. No, not like San Diego.
San Diego.
And so but no, we would like play games and, you know, there'd be – like worksheets and movies associated. Sometimes we'd get there and she'd have like two, like an hour of work for us. And she'd be like, all right, you guys can go swim in my pool.
Nice.
Like, yeah. So it was really low key. And there was always like, I would say maybe there's no more than five of us total, like in it. And
okay. So pretty small group.
It was a really small group. And usually there's like one other person from my class that would also do it. And
okay.
So like one year, we used to take school trips to go see like plays at the theater and all this other stuff in school. And one year she let the other kid in my class and I choose what plays we were going to see. She's like, here's the list. You can choose whatever you want. It's up to you. So we like sat there for a half an hour. I'm like, well, maybe this, maybe this, maybe this. We'd play like Math Blaster on the computer. And
I remember that.
Now there was Math Blaster, and there was also another game that was like, you were a detective. And it would play, what's the name of that song? It's a classical song. It's like, da 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 bum, ba da dum, ba da dum, ba da dum, bum, ba da dum, ba da dum, ba da dum, bum, ba da dum, ba da dum.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Yeah. I can't remember.
Is it List? Is that by Franz Liszt?
Sure.
Sure.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, there was a game. I can't remember the name of it for the life of me. So if anybody knows, please tweet at us or email, because I need to know.
Yep.
And you have to like go in different rooms and like solve deduce and whatever else, but it was all math stuff. So we would play that. So it was a lot of fun, and it kept up my skill, and it made sure that I didn't fail math.
Nice.
I am a smart person.
Just not good at math.
I'm just not good at math.
Yeah.
No. No, I was watching Big Bang Theory the other day, and Amy was drunk, and Sheldon was like, what's 16 times 24? And I was like, can't answer that sober.
That,
like,
yeah, really.
I don't know. I can't answer 6 times 24. Like, I'd have to do it out. Yeah.
Let's see, 6, 48. I don't know.
Right. I don't know.
A number.
It's numbers. So, yeah. So that was what I did with most of my summers. And then there were a couple of... We had a pool at my house, too, so a lot of it was swimming, and I was a big reader when I was a kid.
Yep.
Not summer reading books, but I would.
Anything
but. I would read the other things that I wanted to read, and I would do that. I would hang out with my grandparents a lot, you know, like all that little stuff. I never did a regular camp, like,
a sleepaway camp type thing.
Never did a sleepaway camp. We did one year. I don't know how this transpired. I could ask my parents because they certainly should remember. My mom was involved with the same nuns that Mother Teresa was a part of.
Okay.
She was like working alongside them for some project for something at one point, something like that. I can't remember. And so my mom opened up our house to like all the kids that they were working with.
Oh, wow.
And so there was one summer where there was just like 50 kids at my house.
Like living there?
Not living there, but like they would like come and play and use the gym set and the pool and like all the stuff all the time. I, as a shy kid, was not a fan opening up my stuff to these people.
I'm supposed to make friends now, Mom?
Right. Now, as an adult and not so shy as I used to be, it was very nice.
Of course,
It was very nice of them. But I do remember that specifically. Besides that, and we took vacations every so, you know, like, you know, we went to D.C. one time, and I would tell you the story about us going to D.C., and I got blisters, like, in the worst way possible when we went to go see the unknown soldier.
Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
Yeah. And for whatever reason, Somebody in my family decided it would be a good idea if I wore tennis shoes and no socks.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember the blisters. Oh, that was terrible.
That sounds
so pleasant. We did that, and we did Santa's Village and Storybook Land and Six Gun City and all that fun stuff. So
nice.
Those were my summers. Mm. Yeah, they're very nice.
Those are very nice.
Not unlike the summers I continue to have now.
Yeah.
I go to math camp.
Now
I teach math camp. Yes, if by math camp you mean English camp, then yes, I teach math camp. Yeah,
that's fun.
What about you?
That's fun. Similar without the math camp. We would go on vacations every so often. So I remember one summer we went to when I was, I think, in maybe fourth grade or so. We went to Disney World for the first time.
Whoa.
That was so much fun. I remember the last day of school. My parents were like, we're going somewhere fun for vacation this summer. Like, you're really gonna be excited. And we were like, my sister and I, my sister's 3 years younger than I am. So if I was in fourth grade, she was in like first grade. And we were like really excited. Like, I wonder what it's going to be. And on the last day of school, we came home from school. We were so excited. Like, tell us where we're going. And my mom made us play Hangman to spell out the sentence of where we were going. So that was really fun. We were just so excited. And that was really fun, like going for the first time. I was young, but old enough to remember everything, you know? So that was like really, really fun. So that was one summer. One time we went to Williamsburg, Virginia. We checked out Colonial Williamsburg.
I've never been to Williamsburg.
So Colonial Williamsburg is cool, but Busch Gardens, Williamsburg.
Yep, I've been there either.
So much fun.
That's what I've heard.
It's like you wouldn't. I used to think of it as I don't know. It's like whatever. It's just some like lame theme park. Maybe it's like Six Flags or something, but like it's right. Like almost as good as Disney. It's like quality fun stuff. I had such a blast there. I think I had kind of low expectations, so I was blown away by how much fun we had. Really happy memories. We didn't go on a ton of summer vacations. We would kind of do like little vacations throughout the year and that kind of thing.
Right.
And in the summer, maybe we'd do like day trips here and there. But there were a couple that we did that were, you know, we did them right. Those were like two of the more memorable ones. But whenever we weren't away, when I was at home, I spent a lot of my time. I grew up about a block away, two blocks away from like the town, like park. So I'd go play the park a lot. My friends and I would get together and play baseball a lot, which I absolutely like. Baseball is my favorite sport. Watching it, playing it.
We've never played a sport together.
No, we have not.
We've like never gone to a field and like thrown a ball and hit it.
We
and
bowled together once. Remember candlepin bowling?
Oh yeah,
like 5 years ago.
I think it was more than five years ago.
Anymore. Yeah. But yeah, it was a while ago.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's the closest thing to athleticism that we've done together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we live in a city, so I mean,
yeah.
It's hard to go to the park.
Yeah.
I mean,
totally.
There's no park in Boston.
Yeah, especially there's not one like two blocks in that direction at all.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God, there is a park in that direction. That's right.
We passed through it together today.
It's so nice there.
We walked past all the little children frolicking in the fountain to come here and record a podcast indoors.
Right. I wouldn't play baseball in that park.
Oh, no, I wouldn't know. But I love playing baseball. I haven't played it in a very long time. But I used to do that a lot when I was...
Did you Little League or anything
No. I would just play like informally with my friends who all played Little League. were much better than I was.
Oh, God. Frank's up to bat.
That's basically true.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I really just enjoyed it and had a blast doing it.
Do you remember the rules? Yeah. Get picked last, cry, and go home.
Is that from something?
Yeah. It's a paraphrase from Big Bang Theory. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I'm in the middle of watching it again for whatever reason.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't feel like watching anything new, so I might as well watch 9 seasons of a show.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Smallville ride going, yeah.
I'm 4 seasons into a 10-season run, so, you know. I know you're going through.
Yeah, and they're double the length of my episodes.
That's
so
true, they are. Yeah, that's true.
Explains why I'm ahead of you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would do that. When I got a little bit older, we would go see like an outdoor movie or outdoor shows. I grew up on Long Island in New York, and there were a lot of free shows and things to do mm-hmm. like that.
Run by Mr. Gatsby, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah, the town would have, like, I remember every year there was this Beatles tribute band that would come to town cool. do a free show, and they were really, really good. So that was always a fun thing to do. It was always around 4th of July. There would just be random, like, there was, there would be random people, like Little Richard came once and did a free show in a park near.
Cool.
Yeah, that was cool. And got to see, a really good Billy Joel tribute band. Like the guy who was in the original cast of Moving Out
mm-hmm.
started a band and started touring.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
I got
cool.
to see him. Yeah, that was really cool. For free.
Moving now.
Yeah. So, yeah. Cool stuff like that. I'd go see like those kind of cultural events.
That's cool. I used to go to Shakespeare in the Park.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I never did that till this summer. I never got a chance ever to do that until
Wait,
this
you
summer.
Went this summer?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I wanted to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Oh, bummer.
I didn't think anybody wanted to go.
Oh, I would totally go. I'm almost done.
I wanted
done.
To see Lear. How was it?
It was good.
Damn it.
It was very
I knew
good.
It would be.
Sorry. I mean, it was terrible. Ugh. King Lear was awful. It was
stupid. I walked by it.
He was barely a duke.
Barely a duke. He was a king.
He was
yeah.
Duke Lear.
I walked by it on my way home from here a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and that happened to me last year, and so I watched all of the second half, really, because there are five acts in a Shakespeare.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember what last year's show was. Midsummer Night's Dream? No.
Might have been Midsummer Night's Dream. No, it wasn't. Maybe Twelfth Night?
Oh, I think it was Twelfth Night. I think you're right.
I think it was Twelfth Night. But anyway, I watched the second half, and I was like maybe thinking, like, oh, I'll do it this time, too. And when I walked by, they just started their like half an hour intermission.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not waiting
yeah.
a half an hour.
Right.
Screw that. Mm-hmm. So,
well,
so
I will definitely go with you next year.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Good. Yeah. Because I used to go with my family.
Did you? Okay.
And then I went with friends when I got older and
sure.
all that stuff.
Sure.
My first one was Henry V.
Ooh.
That was my first
I've
one.
Never seen that one.
Oh, it's so
or,
boring.
Or read it or anything. Oh, is it?
I was like 9.
Oh.
I was so... And I used to get... I get car sick, like, when I read in the car. Sometimes even when I sit in the back, no, like, vomit or anything like that. I just get nauseous.
Sure.
And so I had taken a Dramamine or whatever else to go up. And so it would make you drowsy.
Right.
So I'm sitting there, 9 years old, whatever, watching Henry V on Dramamine.
Oh, boy.
Like, oh, I did not make it through that. I think they said it in World War One or something
oh,
like
interesting.
That. They
okay.
had upped it. I'd like to go back and see it now, but the Henrys are not his best. Just saying.
Mm.
Whatever.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
I liked to do those like cultural. I still do like to like sort of cultural events and stuff.
Yeah.
In the summer, especially if it's outdoors, I love that kind of stuff. But I did do a fair amount of indoor stuff too. I would read a lot. I would watch a lot of TV in the summer.
Yeah.
My parents would always try to stop me and be like, go outside and play. Go do this. Let's go to the beach. Let's go, you know, do something like that. And we would, but I would, you know.
To the beach. Yeah, I grew up like 10 minutes from the beach. So
yeah, like,
go.
Yeah, like 15 minutes in either direction. There were two beaches on, like, 15 minutes to the north of me. Beaches, like, 20 minutes to the south of me.
Right. I used to go to the Cape all the time.
Oh, sure.
My mom grew up camping, which I did do 1 year.
Mm.
It's a good story, actually. Remind me.
Sure.
But, So we'd always go to the same campsite. We'd go to this pond that we'd always go to. Even though we grew up 10 minutes from the ocean, we'd always go to this pond. Well, because you can catch like frogs and stuff like
sure.
that there. And oh, that was
it's a little more peaceful in the ocean
that
too.
That was the best.
Then different experience.
We would go to this place called Kobe's afterwards,
okay.
and we'd get like clam cakes and onion rings and
nice.
Oh, it was the best.
Those are like the best memories, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm actually staring at a picture of a lake pond type thing
yes,
behind
lake.
You, and so
yes.
I'm just. Kind of picturing my childhood in that picture, even though I've never been there before.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the best. Oh, so my camping story.
Tell me, yeah.
What, did you have a story before I cut you off?
No, I was just going to say I watched a lot of Saturday morning cartoons.
I did too.
Pepper Ann, Weekenders, Recess.
I didn't watch any of those Saturday morning cartoons. Maybe I watched weekday cartoons. Saturday morning cartoons were not weekday cartoons when we were growing up. They were just, you know, they didn't bleed over. Saturday morning, I don't think I watched any cartoons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would like pretty much only watch them on Saturday. I mean, other than like I'd watch like Arthur and like
Arthur.
Pokemon during
yeah.
the week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, most of my cartoons were on weekends.
See, I was the opposite. I think I watched most of mine during the week. I watched X-Men, Spider-Man, Batman, sometimes Animaniacs, Pinky and the Brain, Ninja Turtles, Street Sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Gargoyles.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Power
Rangers wasn't cartoons, but yeah.
No, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Somebody needs to release Gargoyles. Disney needs to release Gargoyles on Blu-ray or digital or DVD or something, because I try. It's not on YouTube.
Oh, it's not
really.
That's what I was gonna ask. Okay.
I tried, and there's like it's like a really poor quality, and there are like German subtitles.
It's annoying,
and it's just come on,
come on.
How hard would it be to release this?
Yeah, I bet enough people would watch, or if they put it on streaming somewhere, you're like,
come on, just stream it for me.
Yeah.
Oh. Show was really good.
That'd be fun.
It was top caliber.
I don't think I ever watched it.
Oh, really?
I don't think I ever watched
it. Do you know the conceit of it at all?
Is it? I mean, I always thought that it was the Notre Dame.
No,
that's what I always thought when I was a kid. But I know that it's not. But I don't know what it is.
They were these gargoyles statues during the day in Scotland in the middle in the Dark Ages.
So totally unrelated.
Yeah, and they were. And then when the sun goes down, they turn from stone and they become real life and they defend the castle and their honor is to the king and all of this stuff.
Oh, okay.
And they get cursed. This is cursed and that is cursed and all that. And then the only way the curse is broken is if the castle that they're on is like goes above the clouds or something like that. So then it flashes forward to the modern day and this crazy man named Xander, who's basically Tony Stark.
Oh, okay.
Basically an evil Tony Stark, wants to see if it's true, if this legend is true. So he buys the castle, ships it to New York, rebuilds it, and then puts on the top of his skyscraper that goes above the clouds, and so that they're reawakened in the modern day.
I see.
And then all this crazy stuff happens.
That sounds fun.
It did the show was like, it was Shakespearean in its delivery. Like, I think Macbeth was a character was like that showed up like multiple times. He was a recurring character. He was like this anti-hero Macbeth Punisher type thing.
That's
like,
so interesting.
I want to watch the show so bad now.
Sorry.
A show that holds up. That's a show that holds up more than some other ones. Street Sharks does not hold up the way that you want it to. I'm sorry to say. Anyway.
Tell me your pond camping story, though.
So my dad is not a camper. He's not outdoorsy. He's hands-on, and like he's a he's good with his hands and Mr. Fix-It and all this stuff, but he's just not a big outdoorsy kind of guy.
Sure.
It's just not his thing. So my mom, the opposite of my mom, who was like, "Oh, we're gonna sleep on a rock for a week. Sweet, all right." so she took all my siblings and I camping, we had to leave in the middle of the week for work, and so we get there and it's raining. Okay, the first day, it rains for 2 days while we're there, and so we just basically go into town, whatever. I got a Superman plush doll, actually, from the animated show. The S on his chest lit up. Think
Ooh,
I still have it.
That's cool.
If I can find it, I can bequeath it to you.
We do keep it on my bed and cuddle with it at night.
Exactly. Yeah. No, sorry, honey. I've got a Superman doll now. Don't need you. And so by then we had to leave in the middle of for work, and so then we would leave and come back, and we came back and someone had used all of our stuff.
Oh.
Because my mom grew up in the 50s and 60s, so it was nobody was.
Yeah, no one was around.
No one was going to steal your stuff. And I think she was living in that idealistic part of her brain. And so there was beer bottles everywhere and all this stuff. And we had to move down campgrounds. My mom didn't want to undo the tent. And so my brother and I had to carry it from the inside, moving down. So you can see. It's almost like Toy Story 2 where they travel across with the cones. And then you see this little face. It was basically that, but in the campground. So funny. Funnier when you're there.
Still funny.
Still funny. Story. Yeah. Funny. Good story. Yeah. Cat. Funny. Yeah.
Good. Way to go. Yeah. So what about then at the end of the summer, right? When you transition back to school,
back to school. Everybody, it's time to go back to school. I'd watch Billy Madison.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
No. Yeah.
Did you usually start before or after Labor Day?
Before.
Really?
I think.
Okay.
I went to private school.
Yeah,
I
me think, too.
Yeah, I think I started before.
Okay, we always started like right after.
Don't remember.
Labor Day be the Monday.
Like almost 30 years ago, so I don't
remember. You're not quite that old.
I said almost 30 years ago.
Yeah, but when you were like 10 is not almost 30 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, but I still don't remember.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
it was almost 20 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. We would usually start the Wednesday after Labor Day. We'd have the Monday off because it was the holiday. Tuesday, we'd have off, like I guess, like in case we're traveling home.
That was teacher meeting day.
Yeah, probably. And then Wednesday was usually the first. Well, no. In my school, I don't think that was the case. I think because Wednesday was a half day, I think teachers would meet in the second half of that day.
Oh, okay.
Thursday was also, I think it was three, like, as Wednesday, Thursday, Friday were always half days.
I know that they were, that day before is always reserved to like go yeah. and get stuff ready.
My mom now works in the school and she usually has that as teacher meeting day.
Yeah, that day before. Interesting. I can't remember, but one of my favorite activities was going shopping for school supplies.
So you really?
Oh, yeah. It was absolutely one of my favorite activities to do.
I mean, I don't remember hating it per se, but I don't remember loving it.
Either. Oh, yeah. All the different colored folders.
Trapper keepers.
They were an excellent way to organize all your school stuff.
I was all about Trapper Keepers. Yep. People made fun of me. I used Trapper Keepers for years.
Yeah. The worst was when you needed a paper in there or something like that and people were taking a test or whatever.
Yes, and you couldn't. Yep.
Sorry. Yeah.
I guess I didn't have the Trapper Keeper brand ones, but I had basically the big binders that were like, they have like a zipper around them.
Yeah.
Not like the Velcro, but like the big zipper, like zip, zip, zip.
Oh yeah, I had those too.
And I'd have all my like folders inside there, and I had like one folder for each class or each one for each subject. The blue one is social studies, and the red one is math.
That's right.
You know, and you keep all your homework assignments and stuff in there. Mm-hmm. It's like a three ring binder, and you keep all your folders in there.
Yep.
And I would like.
Do you have anything fun on the image? Did you have like a Superman one or?
The folders would.
Yeah,
the folders would be fun. The binder itself is usually like kind of. Just
colors.
Whatever design or colors it had on it. But yeah, I would get like Superman folders or like, you know.
Lois Lane folders, Jimmy Olsen folders. Yeah.
Really diverse.
Jimmy Olsen is social studies. Superman is history. Yeah. Lois is science. Yeah.
No. Steve Lombard is Jim. Wait.
Yeah, wait. If you had to do it that way, if you had to give your cast something, I would assume Lex Luthor would be science.
Yeah, definitely.
Lois Lane would probably be history.
I would say maybe. Or English, like because like writing.
Oh, English. There you go. One. It would be English.
History works too, like journalism history.
Yeah, I guess Superman. We could say is history, sure. Social studies.
Sure.
Steve Labard's gym, even though you don't need that one.
How do you know you didn't have a gym folder? How do you know?
Jimmy's, I guess, math.
I guess just by default.
Dr. Hamilton.
There's no photography
math.
Class.
Dr. Hamilton is science. Yeah. Lex Luthor's math.
Yeah, sure.
so funny. They didn't make Dr. Hamilton folders.
No one cared enough. Maybe like a Metallo folder or something. Maybe.
Maybe.
90s cartoon. I don't know.
I think you still just got Superman.
Yeah, I think you had to deal with it. Anyway. Yeah. So I remember like going school supply shopping. I remember there was always like my school would send like a list of school supplies you needed for the year. And it was like, here's like the suggested stuff.
Yeah, right.
And like some of the things you could buy at like the school store. And some stuff you can get anywhere. I'm like, you need three Marvel notebooks and three ring binders.
Call them composition notebooks up here.
Sure. Okay. Fine. Just FYI. We call them Marvel notebooks. I mean, they say composition books on them, but they're marble, you know, black and white marbled. So we call them Marvel notebooks.
Composition is too hard of a word for Long Island, apparently.
I know. We just go with the obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the island is long, so we call it Long Island. I mean,
Long Island is not, Rhode Island is neither a road nor an island. Discuss. That is true.
Anyway, so yeah, I remember doing that. We'd like go to Walmart or wherever and get like most of the school supplies and then get the stuff you had to get at the school store.
Well, we didn't have a school store for that. Like you'd have to get it in somewhere else.
Mm. Yeah. Our school just would have we had like a little, like a little room basically where you could like, oh, it's 30 cents for an eraser or like 10 cents for a pencil and some of the things were only available at the school store for whatever reason. I don't really know why. It's not like they were making a profit off it. It's just... for whatever reason. And then get textbooks. That was always a big thing. Because I went to a private school also.
Yep.
You had to like go to your local school district still had to provide you with the textbooks you needed for your school.
Okay.
So you had to like go to like the local high school and pick up all your textbooks for your, in my case, Catholic school.
We had to pick up our textbooks, yeah.
Right.
And then we had to put sweet book covers on them.
Right, yeah. Did you have book socks?
Yeah, the little stretchy ones.
Yeah.
Yep, we had book socks, and we had sticky paper ones.
I remember seeing those. I never used them.
I didn't love the sticky paper ones because they were a pain to get off afterwards, and then you have to clean the book cover.
So I would either use nothing or I'd use book socks.
I remember being little and watching Wishbone, and there's an episode where they're in poetry class,
okay,
and all their poetry books are just like brown paper bag covers.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember being like, oh, those look sweet because then you can draw on them.
Too.
Yeah. And I remember brown paper bagging my
books. Did a few of those. Yeah, for that reason. So I could draw on them. And it was because of Wishbone, too.
Yep, it was because of Wishbone. Man. Sweet.
Dude, why didn't we know each other back then?
Because you lived in Long Island.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then school would start and we would cry.
I used to cry every day going to school.
Really?
Yeah, I finally got over it last year.
I'm joking, but I remember like for a few years there in like elementary school, maybe the very beginning of middle school, like the last night of summer vacation before, I would like get emotional. I'd be like, I don't want to go back to school. I'm not used to it. Yep. Mom, do I have to go?
I used to have huge separation anxiety when I was little.
Oh, okay.
And so I would legitimately cry every day. And I'd be there in school for like 10, 15 minutes and I'd be over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be fine. Mm-hmm. But that initial separation was terrible.
Mm.
Maybe I would say I finally got over it somewhere in between first and second grade. I have a distinct memory in first grade of crying and not wanting to go into school.
Okay.
But, oh, man.
It was the pits. I don't remember ever crying like at school, like getting there and being upset. But I remember like the day before just being like, oh, I really don't want to go. Like that feeling you get when you're like you have a vacation, you have to go back to work, and you're like, oh, I really don't want to go to school to go to work tomorrow. But like so much longer because it was 3 months and not like 2 weeks or a week or whatever.
Yeah. I know.
Rough. Well, for those of you who are going back to school, like Tim.
Like me. Although now I'm more excited because I get bored in the summer because I don't have math camp. So
true.
I'm excited
and
to go.
And at least going back means...
Well, I don't get bored because I work in the summer. But like
true.
I have like a week or two of vacation. And after that, I'm like, ah, I'm good.
All right. I'm good.
I'm ready. Yeah,
ready to start getting paid again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I get paid through the summer.
That's true because you work in the summer. Right?
Yeah. But well, no,
they stagger it.
You can opt to get it all at the beginning or not. And I can't get it all at the beginning because I would just be like, woo.
Windfall.
Making it rain.
Damn.
1, 2, 3. All right, I'm out.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Now I can't buy any more things.
Yeah, now I can't pay my mortgage. Yeah.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. Right.
Womp womp. Yeah. Well, this has been fun talking about
it has been fun.
Days of yore.
Yeah.
Do you know that people can find us at Beer with Geeks on Twitter or Facebook.com/Beer with Geeks? Or beerwithgeeks@gmail.com or beerwithgeeks.com. Did you know all that?
I did.
Were you
know
aware?
All that. Did you know that they can leave us iTunes reviews?
They can do that, can they?
They can, and I want to read one for you right now. It's from Lauren MH.
Uh-huh.
It says, 5 stars, amazing podcast. I enjoy listening to you too every week. The topics are fantastic, and the introduction is top-notch. Keep up the good work. I really do love our introduction. It's really long.
But it's fun.
Like, if I have to go back and check something in an episode, I, like, skip forward.
Oh, I skip it, yeah.
Yeah. But
it's fun.
It is fun. That was good teamwork on our part.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really was.
Sat there over dinner just
being like, oh, what if this one went into
and
this
Jurassic
one?
Park and Star
this
Trek
one, yep.
And James Bond. And, yeah.
Fun stuff. That's great.
Well, this has been fun.
It has been.
We will talk to all you losers later on. But until then.
Cheers.
Cheers.
See you in September. See you when the summer's through.
Here we are,
bye, baby, goodbye.
Saying goodbye at the station.
Bye, baby, goodbye.
Summer vacation.
Bye, remember, there is danger in the summer boulevard.
summer long.